Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Hour number two here on Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry here, the first hour, 7 to 8. Now we have Diane Bolanowski with us now. Hey, Diane.
Hey, good morning. Good. Happy spring.
Happy spring to you as well. Happy spring. I've started spring so many times this year.
Me too.
It's like, it's spring. Oh, it's freezing. It's spring. Oh, it's freezing. But I'm committed. I've been committed. I'm going to stick with it. I did get a little
singed.
Yeah,
my allergies told me it was spring yesterday.
Okay.
So
see,
I believe
it. Yeah. Your personal groundhog. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. How's everything going?
Great. We're super excited. We've got so many wonderful plants in, and we've got a Secrets to Growing Great Veggies and Tomatoes class this morning, barbecue truck, Girl Scouts. So we're excited about today.
That is awesome. So Diane's up at Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, really beautiful spot up there. And it's just a destination. It's just gorgeous. It's funny because, you know, it's like the parking lot's big, and so there's lots of parking. But you kind of walk in, there's a little entrance, and then you get through the first barn, and it's like, you know, oh, Shangri-La, Mecca. You know, it's like beautiful heaven. I just walked into the Garden of Eden. It's just really great. But you know what I mean? It's like kind of sneaky. You get through that barn and the first little pavilion, and then you're in the beautiful fountain area. I just
It's really peaceful. We have a lot of water features and, of course, beautiful plants. And it is. I think it's a very relaxing, therapeutic place to enjoy gardening.
I agree. Absolutely. Gorgeous, gorgeous spot. And, you know, hey, keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Yeah. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. We're here to answer your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We do that a couple different ways. One is live questions. You know, you give us a call. We give you some advice. You ask a question. Or if you got some advice for us, great. You know, gardening advice is gardening advice. So, but if you have a question, there's a really good chance that someone else has that question. So we're going to start answering questions now with Tom. Tom, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, hi. I appreciate you taking my call. So we have a Myers lemon tree, and that we've never gotten lemons. When it was given to us as a gift, and it had some lemons on it, following the instructions, I picked all those little lemons so
good
it
job.
Did root better and take hold. But those are the only lemons we've always had ever had, and I think we're in year three or four. It's in a pot, and right now I'm looking at like hundreds of little purple buds. But it's done this to me before, and then they end up dropping off. So I've actually tried repotting it, thinking that maybe I had a soil issue, and I used the citrus potting soil. But maybe when I originally did it, maybe I did a little bit of gardening mix in there. I don't know. So the root ball was kind of clinging to, you know, I couldn't get all the. Couldn't completely change out the soil because of the root ball, but you know, last year I tried changing the soil. But anyway, I've never had lemons. Wondering if what do I need to do?
Sure.
Hey, Tom. So yeah, you definitely should be seeing some lemons now. It could be a few different things. One, have you fertilized?
Not recently. So in the past, I felt like I followed the fertilized instructions, and it's a pretty small. So not this year. I have not.
And also, there's another thing. The way that it's planted, there is likely to be a graft at sort of the probably about 2 inches up from where you normally would plant it in the soil. Do you see sort of a curve? I don't know how else to explain
it. Yeah, so the graft, I know exactly what. So the graft is now about, it's probably about 6 or 8 inches up.
Okay. Well, that should be okay. One thing that I can think, it may have been a little bit root bound, depending on where you bought it. If it was root bound to begin with, and you know, if it wasn't fertilized, and if the root zone didn't have enough room, you know, to actually root out. And then you might have stressed it a little bit when you transplanted it, so it may be being a little stubborn. One thing, they're pretty sensitive, citrus trees, to fluctuations in watering. I find that some people tend to overwater citrus, so deep watering and going a few days in between is usually a better practice. Sometimes if they sit too wet, they'll drop their buds. Danny, can you think of any other possibilities?
The only thing that I really can think of, Tom, is pollination. Are you seeing bees? Are you seeing pollinators on the tree?
No, it's kind of, I'm not. It's a little early. I mean, I have some other flowers. I've seen them visit, but I haven't paid attention to that. Should I have some more flowers around it?
I think that might be a great approach. I mean, if this one year you wanted to get a little paintbrush and do some pollination yourself, it's actually kind of fun one time to do that. Every year it gets annoying. But, you know, doing it one time is not that bad. You just get a little, like, watercolor brush and actually touch it, you know, to all the possible flowers you can. But do you have any mosquito misting stuff or anything like that out there?
Nothing.
And how close is it to the house?
It's about 12 feet away. So the patio gets direct sun, and so the patio can get kind of hot. But
yeah, I think that a pruning next spring, hoping for fruit this year. A little bit of pruning next year, not major, but then making sure that you get pollination going on. I do think some flowers nearby that attract some bees, even some stuff like sweet alyssum, stuff like that, that really bees really, really love, is a great way to get pollinators in there. That's the only thing I can think of. Sounds like you got a healthy plant, and you know, on Carrizo rootstock, it can take a break like that. And so that's a really common rootstock used for Saxon Bicknell and a few other brands. But so if you've got it on that rootstock, there's a 4 to 5 year break between fruiting. So that might just be what you're in.
So meaning that if I get fruit this year, I'm looking at 4 to 5 years without fruit?
No, you're in the break right now. You're in the break right now. It's after you plant it, the very first scion, push fruit the first time. But then when you see fruit, you get in the ground, you get in spot, and you got about a 5 year break on that Carrizo rootstock. So
okay. Last question. I just cleared out some shrubs on my back fence, and now I've got a lot of sun back there, and I'm looking for a citrus tree, like an orange type citrus that will grow well, grow fast, be relatively tight, and maybe survive to 30 degrees instead of like the 32 that's advertised on a lot of them.
Dan, you got any orange suggestions?
There's the series, the Arctic Frost series, the Satsumas. They're Arctic Frost Satsumas. Those are very hardy. I want to say they're hardy to like 28. That would be a good choice.
I think kind of any mandarin-y, like any clementine, any Satsuma, any mandarin is going to be 28, 25 in there.
Yeah, so. And I would say, too, I've got a Dancy tangerine. Mm. It's an old tangerine. It is very cold hardy.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I've never covered it, frankly. And it produces really well, and the fruit's delicious. So I highly recommend that one if you're looking for,
a
tangerine or Satsuma mandarin type.
Dancy.
Yes, it has a fun name, Dancy tangerine.
Okay. And how tall does that get?
You know, it ranges. Mine is container grown, and so they range about 10 to 12 feet. If you had it in the ground and it was full grown, maybe up to 20, but that's going to be a long way down the road.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Have a great weekend.
A lot of great citrus questions from Tom. Diane Bolnowski here with me now, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I want to take a brief moment to talk about MicroLife because I love MicroLife, because MicroLife is a phenomenal fertilizer. So their slogan is healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. And they really do accomplish that. So healthy soils, all of their products are soil-first fertilizer. So I hear people say things like, well, it's not really a fertilizer, it's a soil conditioner. Or, you know, you feed the soil with this stuff. And it's so true. From putting down the molasses to feed bacteria and or fight disease, anything like that, to using their 846 MicroLife vegetables and flowers to really beef up veggie plants or flowers in the garden, to even just using the multipurpose 624 to kind of improve lawn soils. They really care about that. Healthy plants, by improving the root zone, adding nutrients, putting back minerals that are lost from your space, they can really kind of guarantee that they can protect your plants from disease, but also just make them generally healthier. The liquid seaweed is a phenomenal product for just seeing a health. A plant gets just vibrancy, vibrant health, really amazing. And healthy people. So it can't burn your plants. Totally safe to use on you, your kids, and your pets. So you can actually like fertilize the lawn and then let your dogs go outside without expecting them to get cancer or something like that. So it's a really incredible product. They have a ton of different options. So as your plants start growing and speeding up, if you can use MicroLife, you'll actually see them gain resiliency and get a deeper green than what you've seen before on some other fertilizers. So I'd really encourage you to use it. One of my favorite things that they've got is that super seaweed, and it's just a great spray to use on a soil drench, on a foliar spray, spread all over the lawn just to give it a shot. Pretty incredible stuff. So that's MicroLife. If you want to see their whole line of products, check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com, and all our Home Show Garden Pro locations sell it. So you can find it at any Home Show Garden Pro location. And I know, Diane, that you love MicroLife too.
I love MicroLife. Agreed. And Super Seaweed is my absolute favorite. I use it all the time on everything. We use it on everything at the garden center too, just to keep it really healthy and happy.
Yeah. And the liquid treatments are really great to use in potted plants. And I don't dilute it. I just use very little, because that kind of gummy, liquidy stuff will stay in the pot almost as long as a dry fertilizer. So big fan, yes, of doing that. 713-572-4610. Diane Bolanowski here from Warren's Southern Gardens, and we're answering your gardening questions. So we're going to keep on doing that. Tony, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, Danny and Diane. I really enjoy your show. Quick question. Last year I started doing the compost top dressing on my yard, and the city probably wondered what was happening to my water bill because I never had a water.
Nice.
That part worked out good. Question is, should I aerate first, then compost, or do the opposite and aerate the compost into the ground?
Tony, I usually core aerate and then put down the compost. What do you do, Danny?
I think that's the common practice, is because you're getting those holes and you're getting your compost. A lot of it will fall into the holes you've made.
That is the question I needed, an answer. I thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a great weekend.
And Tony, while you're still listening, hopefully, do keep in mind that, you know, the compost does some aeration itself, right? There's a lot of like what I call elevator action by putting it down, because all that life in the soil wants to eat one another. And so, you know, there is a little bit of aeration that happens just from compost top dressing. So if you're in a pinch for time, don't make aeration what slows you down. What's your thought on that? Just, you know, the worms, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Compost is great stuff. And You know, if you can't core aerate and if you can't bring a service in to do it for you, putting down compost, you know, 2-3 times a year is going to give you a lot of benefits.
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. I do have some questions for you, Diane, personally, and we're going to make sure that we get our actual, you know, callers who've called in with questions kind of done first. But there's some things I want to explore with you. The big thing is, man, I had this appetizer recently. It was like a caprese dish, but the pesto, the basil pesto on it was so delicious. And it's made me want to grow more basil. So I'm going to have a basil question for you here in the next segment.
I'm
just warning you.
Yeah.
Just warning you about that. So 713-572-4610. And my question will be in line behind Austin. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Got a great opportunity right now to talk to the man, John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. And John, we get to hang out this weekend.
Absolutely, Danny. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll both be at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show.
Yes, sir, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people and answer a lot of questions and help folks out.
Yeah, one thing I love about I've seen your booth a couple times, and I love about it is you've got the chance for people to see, smell, touch your incredible composts.
Yes, sir. It's amazing how many people have never seen real compost. You know, Texas doesn't have labeling laws, so we get all kind of garbage, and the market sold as compost.
Yeah, I guess there's some stuff out there that you might touch. You might get a staple in your hand or something like that because it was made from a couch, right?
Oh, yeah, or sawdust dyed black. I mean, different things. I mean, as I sometimes joke, a lot of the soil yards here in Houston make used car salesmen look honest.
Well, I do know that you have incredible compost, mulches, and all kinds of blends and stuff like that. And you also really support the local industry of people doing things like you're doing. You don't just sell your products. You sell some other folks' products that you trust. So.
Amen. Absolutely, Danny.
Yeah, well, you get to visit Nature's Way Resources booth. They'll be there just like Home Show Garden Pros will be at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. And yeah, touch, smell, feel John's compost. And John, why don't you tell the good people your website?
The website is www.naturewayresources.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call, man.
All right, Danny. Take care.
Excited about seeing you up at the show also. That's going to be a lot of fun, the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. All right, so we're talking gardening here with Diane Bolanowski. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And, you know, this is what we're exploring. So, okay, Diane, you there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So I had this phenomenal basil pesto. And so I'm like, okay, I want to grow basils. But then I kind of, you know, was up there, and there's so many basils.
Yes, there really is. I have some ideas on this. It's really exciting, and basil is so delicious, and you know it can be used in so many ways.
Right.
But me too. When I first started gardening, you know, you see all these different the lemon basils, and there's a cinnamon basil, and there are purple basils.
Right.
And I find that a lot of the basils, the flavor is too strong. If you're, you know, if you're cooking Italian, I like to cook, especially Italian food. Mm. And you really want to use the sweet Genovese basil, or there's one called Italian large leaf. There's a newer one. It's not new, but it's actually variegated. And it's beautiful. It doesn't look like, you know, a normal green basil. It's green with sort of a creamy variegation, and it's sterile, so it doesn't produce the flowers. Now, that's not great for the pollinators, but it's very beautiful, and it's super tasty. It's really, it has that true basil flavor.
That's awesome.
But I found a lot of the other ones, you know, they've got sort of a strong flavor, and they're not great for, you know, making marinara or, you know, Italian dishes, pesto and so forth.
Well, then that's one of, like, the lettuce leaf is really good tasting, just like the sweet Genovese. And the sweet Genovese is like the regular basil.
Yes, it's sort of that smaller, basil. You know, that smaller leaf.
Yeah.
But for pollinators, the African blue basil, the Thai basil, those are beautiful basils. And I let them go into full flower. Normally, you would pinch the flowers off the basil plants, you know, that you are wanting to cook with because you want to produce more leaves.
Which makes that variegated when you're talking about so phenomenal.
Yeah, it's very pretty, planted in mass. And it has a really neat shape to it. Yeah, I have found a lot of the other basils. They, you know, there are mixes. Sometimes you'll get, you know, six different basils in one seed packet.
Right.
And that's tempting, but then it's confusing. And, the basils, usually you don't get what you want out of it. So right. I've kind of steered away from those.
What about the Australian Aussie basil?
That one's good. It doesn't, to me, it doesn't have as strong of a flavor as the regular Italian basil.
Yeah.
But that one's pretty good. One basil I will point out that's really popular is Tulsi. Tulsi is used medicinally. It has a lot of medicinal properties. To me, the flavor is really, really unusual and kind of strong. So teas are made with it, but if you're, you know, if you're using it medicinally, that's a really great basil. Or sometimes they call it holy basil.
Holy basil, yeah, I have heard of that and seen it. Yeah, and that shaped kind of like the Aussie. It's got a little rougher, wigglier kind of leaf. But so to keep the sweet, delicious basil-y flavor, we got to make sure that the plant doesn't go to seed or to flower.
Right. So you want to pinch off the flowers. And one thing about basil, you know, toward the end of the season when it's getting chilly and you've got all this beautiful basil, one tip is you can fill an ice cube tray with either, you know, olive oil or, you know, broth for cooking, and chop up your basil and put it in the ice cube tray. And then let it freeze and then pop those out. And then anytime you need them during the winter, you can just pop those into what you're cooking.
Or the summer, right? When a lot of those are going to, really hard to keep them from going to seed. That's a really great tip.
True, yeah.
I love that. Well, awesome, Dan. That's good. Thanks for helping me out with the basil. Really, it was kind of like, oh, so good. But then I've always struggled growing it before. So 713-572-4610. We got an exciting opportunity coming after this break. Up next, we'll talk with Dr. Daphne Miller. She's coming to Houston this Thursday, and we'll talk to her about kind of what she's going on in her event. So super excited about that interview. Stick with us. We'll answer a bunch of calls after that. Again, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have a special treat. We get to talk with Dr. Daphne Miller, who's coming to Houston. She is a filmmaker, journalist, book writer, medical doctor, but also a big, huge fan of farm soil. Dr. Miller, how are you?
I am well, and thank you so much for having me on your show, and I so look forward to visiting Houston for the very first time next week.
Well, I think you're going to love it. Everybody that comes is always amazed about how well we take care of our soil in this city. So Dr. Daphne Miller is coming for her first Houston experience. She has a presentation coming up on Thursday, March 5th at the United Way. It's 50 Wall Drive. Are we kind of going to be talking about some of the stuff from pharmacology?
Yes. So I am really excited to have both give a presentation and have a discussion with the attendees about this exciting idea that our health is so intimately linked to the health of our soil and our farms.
No, that is so wonderful. And, you know, I think a lot of people see that as common sense, but you've done so much of the bottom of the root to the whole, you know, gut system. As a medical doctor, you have a very unique perspective of that. Can you tell us a little bit more about how the soil is actually affecting human health?
Well, it ranges from the very, very micro to the macro. Mm. The micro being everything from the microbes in the soil and how they infect both the health of the plant and messages that they are actually sending directly to our own gut microbiome.
Oh, wow.
And then on the other extreme, from the macro level, we really are seeing that farmers and farms that are taking a stewardship approach to their soil, who are caring for their soil as if it were a family member,
right.
are doing much better economically, and they're also contributing much more to their communities in terms of both financial profit, but also in terms of community cohesiveness. So I really do look at this caring for our soil as one of the most important public health efforts that we could be doing in 2020.
Absolutely. And I respect you so much because you don't just kind of talk about this. You actually have this initiative, the Health from the Soil Up initiative, that you're actually helping farmers, teaching doctors, getting culture all together, kind of moving forward.
Yes. And, you know, the word culture, which is in agriculture, but also sort of in health and culture, I think is one of the big links, because what we're discovering is that when we all get together as a community and really work on building healthy farms, regardless of any differences that might be there, that it is a culture that brings us all together, this idea of healthy food and enjoying beautiful meals and making the places where we grow our food safe and healthful so that we can protect water and air and so on.
So you're saying that water and air are important. No, I'm just kidding. Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited you're coming. I've kind of seen some of your videos, documentaries where you've been featured, stuff like that. And we're all really excited in Houston that you're going to be here. So super pumped. That's Thursday, March 5th. We'll kind of start at 5 with Light Bites and start a little bit early in the presentation so we have more time with Daphne. I really appreciate you. I'm so excited. And what we talk about on the show is really kind of root-first gardening, soil-first gardening. Hope a lot of listeners will come and kind of get a big jump up on how that affects them.
Yes, and please come even if you've never stuck a finger in the soil, because what I have discovered over the years of doing this is that a lot of people come because they're interested in their personal health, and what that ends up doing is bringing them on this journey where all of a sudden they find these deep rooted connections in the soil that they never knew they had.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to give you just a warning that you're getting a lot of questions about how do I find a doctor that's just like you? So that'll happen a lot because we're all looking for actual MDs that care about this stuff too. So we're thrilled you're coming, Dr. Miller.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I look forward to meeting all of you.
Thanks so much. Well, that's Dr. Daphne Miller, the author of The Jungle Effect and the author of Pharmacology, two incredible books about your health and about eating. And so we're excited she's coming, and that'll be the OBA event coming up on March 5th. And we'll keep the show going after a quick break.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, what an incredible opportunity we had. Our exclusive first-time Houston interview with Dr. Daphne Miller, who is just really a leader, a wizard, a wonderful, wonderful person got to talk to. So, man, I love that. Big thanks for Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, hung with us, answered a lot of gardening questions. We are going to be, both Tom Tynan and I, the whole home show radio family, will be at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show today and tomorrow. So the way it works is Tom Tynan is going to be broadcasting his show just after this from there and tomorrow also. And then he'll be there answering your home improvement questions one-on-one until 1 p.m. Then I'll come in, and today I'll just be there from 1 to 3 p.m., so great time this afternoon, answering your gardening questions. Any gardening questions at all, please come with samples of your plants, with any pictures you've got. I'd love to hear about it, pictures of your grandkids, whatever. Getting up there is a great thing. Now, Tom and I aren't the only features and attractions. There's hundreds of new home improvement and outdoor living ideas. So many new products, new ideas for updating your home, improving your home, home storage, you know, more efficiency. All that stuff is represented really, really well at this thing. If you go to homeshowradio.com, you can save $2 off of admission. Just look for the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living discount link. 12 and under are free. Parking is also free. And if you want to learn more about the show, see all the different people are going to be there, go to texwoodshows.com. I'll also be teaching an Unlocking a Better Lawn class at 12:30 tomorrow. So if you can get there tomorrow at 12:30, I'll be teaching that class. It's going to be all about getting the most out of your lawn. So good stuff. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So glad you're here. Diane got back to work up at Warren Southern Gardens doing good stuff. It is such a beautiful place, and I know they got a lot of great classes coming up. The next class they've got is getting the most success from your tomatoes and your vegetables. So that'll be really great. Check out their website and their Facebook page. Also, if you're checking out websites and Facebook page, the homeshowgardenpros.com Facebook page is really this wonderful spot. Two cool features about it. There's the Ask a Pro button that sends an email, and you get an email answer. Sometimes we read that on the show. And then we also have this button on there that's the Listen Live. So if you're in your car listening and you want to, like, you know, keep listening, then you go to that Listen Live button and you hit that button and you get to you know, hear it on your phone. So connect your Bluetooth speaker, be ready to go. 713-572-4610. Want to talk a little bit about tomatoes. Hopefully you got your tomatoes in. It's really kind of getting the time where you have got to get them in the ground. So you'll read some gardening books and they'll say April is when you do tomatoes. And that is not true for Houston. So we have a long window of growing in warm weather, but it's very short for tomatoes. And so, yeah, get them in. If there's a freeze coming, just put a bucket over them. Easy way to protect them. You get a bucket for a couple bucks. So keep that in mind. I'll answer a couple gardening questions here in a second, but I will get in some of my favorite varieties for tomatoes. And Philip is called in now. You know, his question's probably about tomatoes. So Philip, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, Danny. Love the show. I got to be honest, I don't exactly have a physical garden per se, but I was hoping you could help cultivate the garden of my fantasy baseball team. I'm wondering, do you feel like Justin Verlander has the clutch gene?
You know, I'll just real quick answer to that. Yes, he does, but also know that he follows a pretty strict diet, really focusing on organic foods and kind of garden fresh stuff. So, you know, I think you should go for him. He's a great guy, you know, really brought a lot of cash to Houston. But I think he probably eats a lot of organic vegetables. So appreciate the call, Philip. Thanks so much for that call. We don't get very many fantasy baseball questions, but if you're looking to draft Justin Verlander, I'd say go for it. I'm sure he eats some of the tomatoes that we're going to be talking about here in a second. So I'm gonna rank my favorite tomatoes. So hope you're ready with your pen and paper. The very first one is I absolutely love, and you guys have heard me talk about it, but it's the Juliet tomato. So the Juliet tomato is this wonderful tomato. One of the reasons I love it, you know, if you know me, I like eating, and the Juliet tomato is delicious. It's a robust, big flavor. The tomato is about the size of a key fob. So if you can imagine a key fob, you know, 2 inches by 1 inch, something like that. So bigger than a cherry, still sliceable, but still usable in salads. And it makes so many tomatoes. That was a dramatic pause if you were listening. It makes so many tomatoes. So it just, like, you get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tomatoes from a Juliet, where poundage-wise, we're probably talking, I would guess, you know, 30 or 40 pounds of tomatoes from one Juliet plant. Nothing else makes as many tomatoes. So they Juliet is the number one tomato for me for our area. It makes the tomatoes quick, it grows really quickly, and they're delicious. So kind of checking all the boxes on that. Now, for it, you do need a bigger cage. So you can't really use the little like pepper cages you get, the funnel-shaped one. You need to make something a little bit bigger, probably a 5-6 foot tall cage. So pretty awesome tomato there. My next favorite one, and this is for the flavor alone, it's an heirloom tomato. And it's got that dark smoky color. It's black creme. So really cool tomato. Again, it's making it probably like a 2.5 inch by 2.5 inch, maybe 2 inch by 2 inch dark smoky tomato. Delicious flavor, just gorgeous. And again, it's a pretty big producer. You're getting probably 100 tomatoes off of that, but it's just got a real smoky, robust flavor. I had so many one year that I made a soup with it, tomato soup. And man, it was so special, so unique, so delicious. It ended up being kind of sweet. I think that some of those chemicals that make that black color are just so cool. So those are the first two on the list, black creme, Juliet, back in order ranking wise. So I guess, you know, to Philip's question, if we're doing a fantasy tomato league, those are going to be my first two picks off the board. But the next one is a classic, but I do want to have a big tomato in my garden. So I'm going to go with the celebrity tomato. And that's a classic hybrid. But again, robust flavor, big tomato. And really, the celebrity is bred so that it doesn't have any problems with humidity. So no diseases, fungal rot. And I could still have some nutrition problems with it. So you got to make sure that you really add minerals before you put tomatoes in the ground. But that celebrity is the last one I'm going to go with in my ranking here. Really great, big, beautiful red tomato, one of those like kind of textbook tomatoes. So if you're looking for a big textbook tomato, that celebrity is the way to go. So that was my top three on tomatoes. And, you know, if you got any gardening questions, I'm going to explore lawns a little bit, give you a little preview of that Unlocking a Better Lawn class that I'll be doing at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show, give you a little preview of that. And I'd love to hear your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Just like the nice man said, 713-572-4610, Home Show Garden Pros. Had our first sports-related question a couple minutes ago, and I think we're all still reeling a little bit from that. I mean, this is Sports Radio 610, so, you know, I get the people expect it. But this is our gardening show, and I love gardening-related questions. Lawns, trees, shrubs, whatever. Love to answer that. 713-572-4610. And Teresa, you were on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Doing great.
Listen, okay. I've been a long-time user of the Microlife, the 624 my lawn, my St. Augustine lawn. I live in the woodland.
That's so great. Whenever somebody starts a conversation with, I've been a long-time user, I'm always like, uh-oh, what's going to happen? No, but Microlife, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes. From Nature's Way up here for forever. Anyway, in the fall, talking over there to John, I used the Brown Patch 513, and because there were starting to show some signs, and we had all that rain.
Yeah.
And I also did some of the MicroGrow bioinoculant from MicroLife.
Yeah.
And so now I've got this clover. Well, after Hurricane Harvey, I had a dark purple clover that shot up, I think, because of all the flooding up here. Now I've got what looks like cilantro all over my yard. It's like a clover, but it didn't smell like cilantro. I know there's a natural cycle of things coming and going in our lawns, not to panic, but it just seems to be more prevalent the last 2 years. I cut the grass last week because unfortunately it grew with all this warm winter we've had. So am I on the right path here? Is it just something that's just natural to the winter to cover the soil that may show, or what?
I think that you're, you know, the weeds are kind of cyclical, and we always have a bunch of seeds in the soil. So will you describe the plant a little more closely for me? Because I think I know what you're talking about, but I'd love to not get it wrong.
Okay, so you know how cilantro has that very delicate type, thinly, you know, the very wispy? Okay, well, I planted cilantro in my raised beds that are on my driveway about 2 years ago, and I didn't plant it last year. So the leaves, I thought, oh my goodness, I have cilantro in my garden. But when I looked at it closer, it wasn't. But it's a very light green, like a chartreuse green, and it grows in patches like clover in my front yard, not so much my backyard. So the only way I can describe it is it looks like cilantro.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, and it's going to be kind of like cilantro in the carrot family, and I think probably your best bet is to pull it out if possible. Now, are you seeing a lot of it?
Yeah.
So what it does, it'll have a taproot, and it's going to come out pretty easily if the soil is a little bit moist. And so you just kind of can get out there, get your knee pads on or your kneeler or whatever, and just get it all out, because what it does is that's one of those plants that it's a little bit are you familiar? I mean, if you're kind of a Nature's Way MicroLife user, you're probably familiar with the term secession. But basically,
I taught biology. So.
Oh, well, there you go. So for the rest of our listeners, that is just kind of the normal progress that soil makes over time. Now, in our city settings, it goes forward and it, you know, goes back, goes forward, goes back. Harvey was a big setback. Super wet soils are a setback. You know, winter is often a setback. And so I would pull it out and then put down some like humic acid or compost from Nature's Way is what I would do.
Yeah.
What's the thing that they take in Romeo and Juliet to die? What's that thing they take?
Oh, my Lord.
It's not coming to me. But this is similarly named to that, but it's not the poisonous kind. It's just like not really that great kind. So it looks kind of like carrots.
Okay.
And so just pull it out by the root. It's a taproot, so it'll come out pretty quick if the soils are moist. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I usually do about an inch of compost from Nature's Way every spring.
Yeah.
Just maybe half an inch, actually. About a half inch spread out my lawn. I usually do that, which I was kind of waiting. I guess, should I do that now?
You can do that. I mean, if you're going up there to get their stuff anyway. And, their mulch is so phenomenal. It's kind of a mix between compost and mulch. And, man, it's the kind of thing that around those beds – you just put it down. So is this weed growing in your lawn?
Yes.
So usually when we have a taproot type weed, what the whole situation is looking for is to collect minerals. And so I might use some mineralizer this year. The Nature's Way remineralizer is incredible material. A lot of people use azomite, but I love that Nature's Way remineralizer.
Remineralizer?
Yep. Yeah, it's Texas green sand. And something else.
Okay.
And it's these two combined give it, it's like almost 80 minerals that you can add back to your soil. And people really underestimate the impact of minerals in their lawns, like big time.
Yeah, because I'll do green sand in my raised beds, you know, finish that. But my lawn looked great last year once the spring set in and summer set in. It was just the late winter and early spring, it's got all this little patches.
This cool winter has been so brutal for weeds. Like, it's the perfect weed growing weather. Nothing, you know, the lawn's not really kicking it. There's lots of sun and lots of water. It's like a perfect scenario to see weeds. And, you know, a lot of them are just opportunistic. They're going to pop up. So you can just kind of mow this stuff down, but I would go ahead and remove it and compost it and not really worry about it.
Okay. Well, I may see you this afternoon. I'm going to be up at the show anyway. So.
Well, that'd be great. Awesome, Teresa.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Winter in Houston means spring gardening is right around the corner. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Now's the time to prep your vegetable gardens and flower beds for spring. Start by adding soil amendments, including compost, manure, and mulches from quality suppliers like Nature's Way Resources, Landscaper's Pride, and The Ground Up. At Southwest Fertilizer, we got everything you need to be ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Add MicroLife fertilizers to your spring preparations. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Let's hope that was the last little bit of cold weather and we can get on with our spring planting. We're busting at the seams with spring flowers, geraniums, gerber daisies, mixed containers that make it easy to make your patio bright and cheerful. For those of you who've been waiting on this weather to get out of here to plant your vegetable garden, now's the time. We have almost all the plants that you're looking for your garden this year. It's still a great time to plant some of the best fruit trees for our area. We have hand-picked some of the best varieties that you're sure to have success with. Peaches, pears, plums, figs, lemons, limes, oranges, grapefruit, we have it all. Today, my very own brother, Danny Linderman, owner of Enchanted Landscapes, will be here giving great tips so you can do it yourself. This will include advice on choosing the right plants, trees, and shrubs for your landscape and what pitfalls to avoid when planting your project. He will be at Enchanted Forest at 10 a.m. and Enchanted Gardens at 2 p.m. Come on out. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulshear, and Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook to keep up with the latest happenings. You can find us at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Diane and Danny.
We are back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. Getting actually a lot of messages and information about my Romeo and Juliet comment. Didn't realize that there were so many Romeo and Juliet herb fans. But a friend of mine, Charlie, the host of Morning Edition Tomorrow, actually pointed out that they actually die by dagger, which is not an herb. It's a metal device that you stab things with. So, you know, that's just to be accurate, the actual killer was not an herb, not a gardening object. But the word I was looking for, the one I was looking for, I got someone telling me, oh, it was nightshade, another saying that it was mandrake, and I was like, you're thinking about Harry Potter. But the one I was looking for is hemlock. The weed that she was discussing is hemlock. It's not as toxic as the one that kind of used in medieval era. That was that's water hemlock, but hemlock is a common herb here. Looks a lot like carrot or cilantro. So just get it out of your yard. You don't want it there. If you feel like you got carrots growing everywhere, it's probably that sort of somewhat toxic hemlock. But total acknowledgement, totally thanks to all the people who are a huge Romeo and Juliet nerds out there. I'm one of them. Great show, great movie, great play, all that. So I do want to take a brief moment. There's one thing that I don't get to talk about very much in the show and I'm very passionate about, and that's buying your produce. If you can't grow enough produce for yourself, there are so many wonderful local farmers in our area that are just growing incredibly wonderful, diverse packages of produce. And now is such a great time to get into their subscription services. And so a couple I want to lift up because they're doing just such a great job in this city for you to consider. And, you know, if you don't want to do a subscription package, there's so many farmers markets now. You know, Urban Harvest is expanding their selection. They have a wonderful farmers market. You should go to their map and look at it. There's the East Side Farmers Market that is a really great spot for farmers to actually shop. There's a new Bel Air one that you can check out. But as far as like buying a CSA and actually having your dollar support local farmers that are trying to do it right, these three are going to lift up. The first one, phenomenal nonprofit, really does a great job doing that stuff, but it's called Plant It Forward. And Plant It Forward, really incredible company, and they have farms all over the town, and you can either show up and get a farm share or buy it a different way, but they are always doing really cool stuff. They always have their farm shares are very, very diverse. Like, there's a bunch of different produce in there, so you don't get, you know, 10 pounds of peppers and you're not exactly sure what to do with all those peppers. So Plant It Forward is really cool. Plant It Forward, really, really cool folks. There's another one's called FLO, Fresh Life Organics, and they do a great job. These next two are for-profit, this is their job, farmers. Fresh Life Organics, they do, again, seasonally appropriate stuff. Jeremy, the main farmer, he's locally educated and, you know, kind of really loves this Houston area. The last one is called Finca Tres Robles, and that's over on the east side. And they are doing an incredible job of kind of in the middle of the city, really providing a lot of produce. So that's another one. You go to their farm stand, you buy what you want, and you support something that really is key and really kind of makes this city, this planet, this universe a better thing, supporting local businesses and getting excellent produce at the same time. So yeah, really, really great things to do. 713-572-4610 if you want to get on the calling board for Tom. He is coming up next. This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.